This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Boucher with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician of Michigan, watching the Detroit Lions very carefully, telling me the Detroit Tigers had a disappointing season. Not especially confident that the Detroit Red Wings will have a good winter. However, right now we're turning to Michigan and the midterm vote, which is, we have frequent elections in the U.S. You learn from them afterwards what you missed out on, what the other side took advantage of. That is, this looks like a normal wave election where the House of Representatives will flow from the party in power to the party out of power. It looks that way in many of the states. The polls tell us that, and so does the opinion makers, because the issues that are most important to the American people right now favor the Republicans because they're out of power. Inflation, price of gasoline, and of course, again and again, the question of intolerance. In Michigan, however, you're dominated these days by a governor who was extremely controversial during the pandemic. Last week, you said that right now, Michigan, which has Democrats and Republicans in Congress, but a lot of statewide races, Michigan is dominated by the Democratic Party. Is that continuing?
Well, John, first, thank you for not mentioning the Detroit Lions in your opening remarks. I think the Pistons and Red Wings will be improved this year. The Tigers, well, the jury is out. But as for Michigan Republicans right now, that jury is starting to look like it's going to come back with a verdict of no contest. Because what we're starting to see is, as we watch the wave start to mount around the rest of the country here in Michigan, we're not seeing the signs of it from the candidates that were nominated, either through the primary or at the conventions. And it's becoming very disheartening to some extent. I have seen a couple ads for governor candidate, but at the end of the day, we're not seeing the kind of fight that we used to see. Look, Michigan is less than 4 years removed from a two-term Republican governor with a Republican legislature. So Michigan is not what people would call a purple state verging on being Rhode Island. What we are is a state that is highly competitive, especially when the Democrats own the White House. Republicans generally do well in the gubernatorial elections because they are not simultaneous. So if the Democrats occupy the White House, we generally do well at the State House. We're not seeing evidence of that now. So I think there's a large reservoir of desire amongst the Republicans here in Michigan to mount a fight, to rally behind candidates, to go try to unseat Governor Whitmer. But I don't think they're seeing that type of fight or that type of campaign from the candidates at the statewide level, although they are seeing them in a couple of maybe state house, state senate races, and a couple of congressional races. But we're not seeing what you may be seeing in other states across the country. And I think it's sad for Michigan Republicans, because this should have been our time to make large gains here in the state.
The issue of the inflation number or the question of gasoline, is that a dominant story in Michigan the way it is in California and Pennsylvania?
Well, John, there's dominant issues, but that's not the question of a campaign if you don't have a candidate that is talking about those issues and trying to drive voters to rally around them. So when you're seeing yourself being outspent massively on air and on the radio and even on the internet, it becomes a problem. Republicans aren't seeing their candidates putting up much of a fight on a large part of these. They're not seeing a large ground war here. We're not dealing with candidates that anybody really knew prior to this election. I think that in many ways, it's going to be a very large problem. I used to tell people back in 2018, heading into the 2020 election, 2018 was bad for Michigan Republicans because we got wiped out at the statewide level. We lost a lot of seats in the legislature too. And I said that a lot of damage was done in Michigan in 2018, which is going to make it harder to keep the state Republican for a presidential candidate, President Trump, in 2020. People thought, well, one doesn't necessarily lead to the other. I said, yes, it does. And so when you're talking about the problems that we're experiencing here, if there is a wave election for Republicans across the country and Michigan does not change, and we have Governor Whitmer and two more statewide AG and Secretary of State Democrats, and you have gains of the Democrats at the state house, how do you say that Michigan's ready for a Republican governor in 2024? It makes it even more difficult to add Michigan to the electoral college column for the Republicans.
So it isn't themes then. It's the conduct of the Michigan Republican Party.
John, you can't beat somebody with nobody. And you can't argue. In our first segment, we talked about Marcuse. Well, the whole left has decided they want to silence their opposition. Well, in the case right now, they don't have to silence anybody if you can't speak for yourself in the first place. You can't run an ad. There's no need to be censored. There's no countervailing argument here, which is a problem, because unless you put up a countervailing argument and try to rally people to your side, there's not much of a campaign here. So the issues are the issues that are shared throughout much of the country. But if you don't have candidates that can talk about how to solve these problems and make life better for the people of Michigan, you're not going to get elected.
What happens next? They lose and then they reorganize? Or is Michigan then going the way of a blue state?
No, Michigan, well, I don't think Michigan's going to go that way. I think that there has to be a fundamental reconsideration of how the Republican Party operates. Last time we used to have a very good chairperson, Laura Cox. They decided not to go back with her again. There were different reasons for it, but none of them valid. She was a great chair. And now we have a situation where we're not seeing much of organization or much of anything coming out of Lansing Republicans, the Michigan Republican Party in Lansing, or out of the candidates themselves. And I would say this to my fellow Michiganders, that when they start talking about rhino purging and all this other stuff, just you and I both know, John, that when you have an election, there's no such thing as an all or nothing election. You are always going to wind up with something. And so if you may not like the Republican candidate in the primary, but just ask yourself this, I'm going to get something. Is the something going to be worse, or is the something going to be less worse when I vote? If you do not put up candidates who can wage a campaign, you're going to wind up with something, and it's going to be a Democrat, and it's going to be a lot worse than it would have been with a flawed Republic.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, commenting on the Michigan Republican Party and the midterm election of 2022. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.